These are essentially my committee, and one of whom, Dr. Kohler, is in the audience here. And this, we have the CDC to thank for the funding as a special interest project. First, a little bit about oral health in Alabama with selected populations compared to the United States. You can see that those having all their natural teeth extracted, completely edentulous, at age 65 or more, about 10% difference, Alabama to U.S. for blacks and low income. And then blacks actually a little higher than the United States, Alabama versus United States, in having visited the dentist or the dental clinic within the past year. However, you can see for low income, which is specifically the subset we're looking at, it's quite a bit lower. So the theory, sociocognitive theory and diffusion of innovations are nicely combined in what's called the Community Health Advisor, or CHA model. CHA is in our permanent dictionary where we are, and we're essentially community members brought in, trained, and given essential information to spread among their community members as trusted agents. The design, we used an intervention and control community, and say a little bit more about them in a minute. We used cross-sectional, repeated cross-sectional survey sampling, so there was not a cohort, and that sacrificed a few things. The intervention essentially trained about a dozen CHAs in oral health basics, and they spread it throughout their community for the space of a year. So here is Alabama, and here is Uniontown, and here is Union Springs. Both of them are in counties that are part of what's called the Black Belt, known for the color of the soil. It's very rich soil. It's essentially Alabama's Mississippi Delta. However, Union Springs is the seat of Bullock County here, and the resources kind of get funneled toward Union Springs there, and it's a little bit higher population and a little bit disparate from Uniontown. They're not entirely comparable in terms of choosing a comparison community. Here are the basic OXO design here, and you can see here is Uniontown, the intervention community, and here is where the intervention was received between July 03 and June 04, with both communities being surveyed at pre and post. So our basic questions: whether the intervention was associated with an increase in respondents saying they visit the dentist regularly, as opposed to some other choices that I'll show you in a minute, and reports of a preventive dental visit, not only a dental visit, but a dental visit that was specified as being preventive in nature within the last 12 months. And then, in addition, whether these associations were mediated by attitudes toward dental visits, which we had three attitude items, and here they are with everything else. So here is the visit frequency, which we call regular visits, occasionally, whether or not you have a problem, only when you have a problem, or never, is the additional choices there. And then you can see the other measures. Here are the attitude items relating to cost, pain, and dental visits help you keep your teeth. So here is the rundown of Uniontown and Union Springs according to the U.S. Census of 2000, and you can just have a quick look there and see that there is some disparity between the two, not entirely comparable. This count of dental clinics was just a check of how many dentists, it was an internet search, how many dentists were listed for that had their location as specifically Uniontown, not a nearby town, but Uniontown or Union Springs. So Union Springs has twice as many. There, you can see here that essentially, from here is the rundown of 2003 before intervention, 2004. In both communities, you can see the number of people surveyed at in each community at each time point, and then essentially the numbers across time points or percentages for each of these areas is pretty much the same. However, gender a little bit different, but essentially we're the same across time points. So here are the results. How often do you visit the dentist? And just pure counting and percentage of sample, you can see here that between 03 and 04, the percentage of people saying that yes, they do visit the dentist regularly, that shows that response of regularly, went up 5.5%. From 03 to 04, Union Springs went up only 2.5%. We'll come back to significance of this in a minute. Then, with respect to was your last visit, or did you have a preventive visit in the last 12 months, Uniontown went up not by much, but you can see Union Springs actually went down. So, was this significant? We did a regression. Intervention plus selected demographic covariates. By the way, intervention is an interaction term between receipt of treatment and year, and they went together in this intervention variable. And you can see here the p-value is not at significant, not anywhere near the 0.05 level we need. So intervention was not a significant predictor of regular visits. Also, not a significant predictor of the preventive visit within the last 12 months. Not being a direct predictor of either of these, there's no mediation to look for either. However, we went ahead and looked at these attitude items as predictors of both regular visits and the last visit, and that will be shown in a second. But here you can see, as far as regular visits, attitude items were significant predictors. All three attitude items were significant predictors here. Two of them, cost and pain, were significant predictors for preventive visit. So we do have that link from attitudes to each of these dental visit outcomes. And here, then, we looked at intervention, then, as a predictor of, in particular, actually, this relates to cost, the attitude item cost, and then we did it for the other two attitude items as well, and intervention was a significant predictor of the attitude item relating to cost, not a significant predictor of pain or keeping your teeth. So we did have that one, though. And so what we have then is actually the covariate income also was significant. So the intervention and this covariate of income were significant predictors of the attitude item relating to cost, which in turn was a significant predictor of both dental visit outcomes. So we then have this conclusion that intervention indirectly improved dental visit outcomes. And here we have that summary that no direct effect on either dental visit outcome. It was directly associated with attitudes toward dental visits, and those attitude, the one particular attitude item regarding cost, was directly associated with both outcomes. Limitations are many, and here are a few. There was an immediate end of intervention survey, and no subsequent follow-up. So at the end of, as soon as intervention was done, we surveyed everyone, and again, a cross-sectional sample, but nothing 6 months, a year later, to see if those changes held. There was no real oversight of CHI activities. We sort of set them loose once we trained them, gave them the basic information. We left them with complete creative control for how to present the information and what information to present among the community. And in the survey, which was kind of a piecemeal assembly, there was no item asking whether the respondent had ever been approached by a community member to talk about oral health or anything to that effect. And so that would have been a nice item to correlate if we had had it. The comparison item, or excuse me, comparison community that you see above, or saw above, is not entirely comparable, and so that the results comparatively could be compromised there. And finally, the this cross-sectional versus cohort-based. It would have been nice to have a group of people that we could really see by at the individual level how their responses changed from pre to post. But all we have with this cross-sectional is simply a sort of average profile of the community, and assuming that those samples are representative. We, for further study, we could use a little more of everything, and there it all is. And I notice here at the end a balance of quality control with CHA creative freedom. I that's an area for me that I'm interested in exploring further, is when you have community agents, to what extent do you just let them, give them free rein, and to what extent do you monitor their activities or prescribe their activities for a given community outcome? And so, for further study, we have questions relating, we'd like to have questions relating to that degree of CHA contact. And again, that cohort versus cross-sectional issue. Cohort would be nice, better power and more interesting results. And some follow-up would be great. And then this at the end here. So we have this, we don't have direct prediction. We don't have a direct association. What we have is this this indirect association with an intermediate variable of that attitude item relating to a cost of a dental visit. And that suggests that this issue of attitudes toward toward a target behavior as a mediating or indirect link between the intervention and the behavior could be a useful thing. And that, I believe, is my last slide. So, yes? Yes. We did a series of, I think it was 8 or so weekly training sessions, each about 90 minutes long, delivering content relating to tooth anatomy, proper brushing and flossing, dental conditions and their treatments, the role of, obviously, preventive dental visits, and a few other things specific to health conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, and so forth.
And what were they supposed to do in this community, and where were they supposed to do it?
Right. These were all residents of Uniontown, Alabama, and they then were given printed copies of this information, which was presented in PowerPoints. And so these slides were essentially put in hard copy and given to them in training binders to review and use as needed. But then again, they were simply allowed then to make presentations. We did suggest to that extent that they make presentations at public gatherings of their choice to talk with their friends and neighbors, and they did that. We had monthly maintenance meetings, and they reported things like family reunions where they passed out. We also, I didn't mention this, we were given some materials, some toothbrushes and things to from the state public health department to pass out.